You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Talk a little bit about where the Chiefs are as it sits right now. And what stood out to me is he's saying something as a negative, and I'll play it for you. But I actually think it would be the ultimate positive if it's true.
I will say this, though. I think for the first time, and I'm a Bronco fan. You know,
of course
I,
you are.
I have the Denver in my blood. I think for the first time in a long time, I do a radio show in Denver. People feel like there was a time.
Like there's blood in the water?
Yeah, there was a time that Patrick Mahomes was the boogeyman, right? Like,
sure.
There's nothing we can do. But there feels like there's this league-wide sense that this is the first time in Kansas City, in his tenure at Kansas City, that they're vulnerable. Like that somebody else could
creep up and win this season.
Right, win this division. And we all picked it, I think yesterday, right? I think you said the Chargers, I said the Chargers.
That wasn't that they would, it's like who's most likely.
Most likely, yeah. but before there was no most likely.
Right.
Kansas City's winning, it's most likely to come in second, was the conversation we were having.
So it's like, well, they don't fear you the way they used to fear you. Honestly, please. Begging. I would love nothing more than for teams to actually feel that way. Be like, the Chiefs are good, but they're not that good. Please, go into every Chiefs game with that mindset instead of playing it like it's your Super Bowl, which is what we've seen every team do the last like 3 years. Ravens, Bills, Cincinnati, every divisional game has been treated like it's the biggest game on your schedule. If they want to start taking Kansas City less serious, I don't even take offense. Please, Schlereth, I hope that you're right.
Well, I just love it because it goes back to the entire national conversation we had the other day. Like, people are looking at one game last year, in the biggest game of the year, in fairness, and the ass kicking, and they're now thinking like that's just who the football team is going to be. Like, there's not any good anymore. The team that won 15 games, that has the same quarterback that's gone to three straight Super Bowls. The Hall of Fame head coach, a tight end that while he might not be capable of having a 1,300-yard season, is still, in my opinion, very much capable of having a top five to top seven tight end season easily this upcoming year. The offensive line that truly, like, it can't be worse than last year. It can't. I'm sorry. It can't. It's not going to be. I'm not saying that left tackle is going to be an all pro, but it's not going to be worse than last year.
It could be equally as bad, but that's really like the basement scenario.
Sure,
yeah.
Fine, yeah. But like this idea that like teams don't fear him, it is wild. They don't fear him because of what? Because of the one game? Like that is insane to me.
Because their offense was maybe kind of mediocre last year.
Fine, but they still kicked everybody's ass
still
for the most part.
They won 15 games.
They won 15 games. And by the way, I do not care if they won by 1 point or seven. It does not matter. We go back to that whole conversation last year. They won 15 games. Chances are you were losing to that football team last year.
Does that mean you fear him, though? And I'm not even trying to sympathize with him because I think he's wrong in the fact that like the Chiefs are winning the division this year. But I don't know if you can say that they're and again, you can just say it just to say it. But if you asked Bo Nix and Sean Payton, hey, are you afraid of the Chiefs at all? Absolutely not, is what they'll probably say.
Well, look, that's a stupid thing to say if you're a player, by the way. You should just say yes.
But to me, if you're fearful of that...
I disagree with that.
You're saying it's cowardly?
If you are scared of the team, then you're not going to... You're never going to beat them. You've already lost. If you're fearful of a team, you've already lost.
I 100% agree. Yeah, like, I don't think you ever, as a... Whether you can respect an opponent, But I'm not expecting Bo Nix and Sean Payton to come out and say, yeah, we fear the heck out of Patrick Mahomes. We don't think we can beat him. Of course not. Nobody's saying they should be thinking that. But this idea of like, if the national narrative really is that, yeah, people just don't fear them anymore. I agree with you that, Cody, that's fine. Good. I think that goes back to what Patrick Mahomes said the other day with Kay Adams, which is like, yeah, we'll just let everybody do the talking and basically we're going to go out there and play. And I really think the first 2 weeks of the season are so massive for what we're hearing today. It'll either be that they're 1-1 and they don't look impressive, or 0-2 in some crazy scenario, because I just don't believe they're starting 0-2, or they're 2-0, they kick the Chargers' ass in Brazil, they come back home, and they get a little bit of revenge, if you will, after getting embarrassed last year in the Super Bowl, and they're 2-0, and people are like, oh, whoops, Patrick Mahomes kind of looks like the guy from 2 years ago, and Rashee Rice is healthy and on the field.
And we maybe slept on him a little bit, and that's a mistake.
That is not a crazy scenario. And then, as I said, people will shift back to it's rigged for the Chiefs again. So it's like, you either don't think they should be fearful of them, or the league wants them to win. Which one is it? And basically is what everybody nationally is choosing.
I mean, that's, you know, the text line made that joke. It said, did they win 15 games ago, or they handed 9 games because of the refs? By the way, even if you believed, even if you were the real conspiracy person, you think that the refs help dictate choosing games, they'd never be so obvious to give you 9 of them, you know? Maybe 1 or 2, or maybe in the playoffs, in which case, by the way, they won 18 games last year, not 15. So either they handed them 9 of them, that's only half. So to win the other 9, which is more than half of the league won, that's the same number of games Cincinnati won last year. So, like, whether the league handled, isn't that crazy? The Chiefs won twice as many football games in the calendar last year in the NFL season as the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, relax.
So
relax.
Okay, fine. I could have said a lot of teams, but I would have had to said like quadruple or triple for the bad teams, you know? It's a slightly different argument. It's much harder to do.
Well, I think the whole fearful thing is interesting because, correct me if I'm wrong, has Lamar Jackson beat Mahomes? How many times has Lamar Jackson beat Patrick Mahomes?
A couple times during the regular season when Alex got mooned by Ravens fans. That one stands out.
I saw that one in person.
One time?
Yeah.
So that was for sure.
Because he came out and said,
probably.
Because he came out and said,
just once.
I thought it was back-to-back regular seasons.
Because he's come out and said, he's the boogeyman. He's my kryptonite.
Right.
And he still beat him. You can be honest. Maybe it's behind closed doors, Drew, but I do think sometimes fear is an appropriate response. Maybe not to say publicly, but when you sit in a room, you should be like, man, that guy's scary as hell. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. I think you've lost the mental battle because you admit somebody is a terrifying player.
Yeah, but to me, I don't think if you really feel that he's your kryptonite, then you've already spoken into existence what essentially is going to happen, you know, because you're already giving yourself that narrative. Once. You're painting that picture where you're going to feel that way. Once you start the game, man, this guy actually is really good. I was right. I don't know if we're going to be able to do, and all these things just start popping in your head where if you hear the Chiefs, your ears should perk up a little bit. You should know that they're coming. You should prepare more for the Chiefs than anybody else. That doesn't mean that you should be worried that you're going to lose.
Yeah, I hear you. I would say though, their play will and how they coach will tell us a lot of this too. I mean, if their teams are back to early in the year, not fearful, so therefore they're not as aggressive, they're not going for the fourth downs because they feel like they have to keep up. If that shifts in the other direction, then that'll tell us they're not fearful. That also could be a massive mistake by these football teams if that's how they approach it.
I think if you limited this to just the offense, I don't think people last year feared the Chiefs offense the way they used to. I do think that when the offense came into town, they're like, okay, like we've got some methods to slow this down. They're not going to go and put 30 on us, and we better put, like you said, Gold, go for every fourth down, put 30 on them. There might be part of that where teams are still like, are you going to be that scary of an offense again? We'll see. But again, I hope that they do that because the last 2 years, and we don't have to excuse me, because if it happens a third year in a row and everyone's healthy, well, then there's just a fundamental problem that they're not getting enough out of their quarterback, they're not getting enough out of Andy Reid's offense, they're not getting enough out of Nagy, whoever, not getting enough out of their wide receivers or running backs. There's just a fundamental flaw because the last 2 years are easy. The first year is they had no talent. Their number one wide receiver going into the year was Kadarius Toney. Then last year it was the wrath of injuries, but I don't really care what happens this year. If you go 3 years in a row of kind of a mediocre offense with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, well, then the excuse game is done. And the reasons for why the offense was are done. And you just need to look internally for what is causing the offense to stall out in the way that it did. If you limit it to the offense, teams might actually have a point over the last 2 years. But I'm the same as you. If you sleep on them, if you decide not to do that, well, then I think you might run into an issue where you might make a mistake by sleeping on them. You know, you're not paying enough attention to what happened the last 2 years.
I love all this stuff, though. I do.
I
think it's great. I think it's.
I like the hate.
I think it's terrific, and it's one of those that very, very quickly people can look like complete idiots. So I also enjoy that.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.